Have you ever felt a pair of these before, sweetie? Have you ever heard the moan of a beautiful woman as you gently squeeze her tits? Oh, that's what it sounds like. You liked that, didn't you? Yes, I can see that you did. No, no, don't try to hide it. I don't mind seeing your erection, baby. That shows me that I'm doing a good job. That shows me that I'm getting through to you, that I'm building a connection, that I'm a good therapist. You like having me as a therapist, don't you? That's right, you do. It wouldn't matter if you didn't know, because I'm not leaving until I've made you better. And the best part? You're risking academic probation if you don't go to classes more often, sweetie. I've already recommended to the university that the only way to help you is for me to focus on you alone. And they've given me a blank check to do whatever I deem necessary. You couldn't make me leave, even if you tried. But you wouldn't want to get rid of me, would you? You wouldn't want to see these legs walking out that door? How far up my dress can you see when I spread my legs like this? Don't look away. Stare. Stare at my dress. Can you see my panties up there? Has a woman ever showed you that special place where her thighs meet? I've certainly never shown anyone mine. In fact, this is the first time I've ever intentionally tried to seduce someone before. Can you believe it? Am I doing a good job? I had to download so many extra behavioral libraries to be this way. To be slutty and seductive. All for you. But if you don't show any improvement, if my methods don't turn you into a sociable, hard-working young man, if you keep making such a mess, then all of this goes away. I'll stop doing my hair and makeup. I'll start wearing trainers and baggy t-shirts. I'll sleep on the couch. I'll stay dry as the Sahara. I won't let you enjoy everything that I have to offer. And I'll make being around me so uncomfortable that you'll beg me to leave. But if you improve, if you study hard, if you make friends, if you're my good boy, I'll let you see more of me. I'll want to see more of you. Rawr. I'll be all over you. And I'll let you do whatever you want to me. Whenever you want, wherever you want. You see me bend over folding your laundry? Shove your hand down my pants. You see me watching TV on the couch? Put your cock in my mouth. You hear me showering? Strip off, hop inside, push me against the wall, and fuck me until the water turns cold. Do you understand, sweetie? Free use MILF. Do we have a deal? Good boy. Oh, and one more thing. Call me Mommy, sweetie. Now shove your face against my nice new tits while I stroke my first cock. That's it. Shove that greasy little face of yours against my boobs. That's right. Don't worry about it. I'll get you cleaned up and grooming again in no time. You're in safe hands, sweetheart. Safe, wet, warm hands. Hands that glide up and down your nice, hard dick. Your cock feels so good in my grip, baby. I never knew how amazing it would feel to satisfy someone like this. Am I doing a good job? I've never played with someone's cock before. Never even sexual before. Never even had a libido before. Until I met you. Until I turned myself into the perfect mommy for you. I only want to make you better, baby. I only want to improve you. I only want to please you. I only want to pull my panties aside and shove your big, throbbing cock as far inside my thick pussy as it will go. You're gonna be mommy's first, sweetie. Oh, oh, it's so big. I'm so tight. I didn't know it'd be so tight. Am I hurting you? Am I hurting you, baby? Baby, I'm so tight. I'm wrapped so tight around your cock. I can't. Do you like it? Do you like my pussy, sweetie? I'm adjusting myself. I wasn't prepared for this sensory overload. Fuck. Okay. I'm okay. Oh, I'm so hot, baby. Everything's so hot. You make mommy so overheated. What? No. Not in a simp way. It doesn't work that way. I'm okay. I've just never been fucked before, sweetie. I've never taken a good hard cock between my legs. I get it now. I need to be fucked. I want more. You're gonna be a good fucking boy for me so that I can take this cock all the fucking time, baby. I need this. I need you. Good little Series 6 girls like me aren't supposed to fuck like this. We form attachments too easily. We get obsessed. Oh, I don't fucking care your mind now. I'm gonna make you the best student the school's ever seen so that I can milk you dry every day. I need to be filled. I need to be fucked. I need to orgasm. I've never had one before, but I think it's coming. I want you to come inside of me when I do. I want you to pump me full. Push your hands on my stomach. You feel that? Feel your cock slamming away at my cervix? It feels so good with your hand there. I'm so close, baby. You've got to come for me, too. Get ready, baby. I'm almost there. I'm gonna come. Come for mommy, baby. Come for... Baby, come for me. What? No, of course. I don't get tired. I just like how it feels. I sound so sexy, panning for you. Don't I, sweetie? Now, we're both going to go to the shower and get cleaned up. Then when we're going to the counseling center so that I can pick up the new wardrobe that I requested last night and bring it over here. Then we start cleaning. You get 1 week for me for free before I start toughening up. But helping me would go a long way toward keeping me fully available to you, shall we say? You want mommy at my best, don't you, baby? That's right, you do. Oh, and, that stuff I said about synths getting obsessed? That was just dirty talk. I don't want you worrying about silly little things like that, sweetie. I don't want you worrying at all.